Welcome to another AAT podcast, where I want to provide some advance information on the new statutory residence test that is due to be introduced from the 6th of April 2013. The government published a consultation document on a statutory definition of tax residence in June 2011, arguing at the time that there is a strong case for a statutory residence test, where the UK would move from uncertainty and a reliance on case law to provide more transparency and a test for residents that is intended to be objective and simple to use. Dare I add, I wish. It is hoped that the UK will be more attractive to internationally mobile workers and will ensure that those with close UK connections will pay their fair share of UK tax. HMRC says that the statutory residence test should be able to quickly confirm the UK tax residence status of individuals. But it also makes the point that the vast majority of people will be unaffected by these changes. There are, however, concerns about likely increases in both the costs and the administration for employers. Section 2. The current residence rules. Currently, the charge to UK income tax for individuals coming to the UK to work or for someone leaving the UK to work abroad is based mainly on the concept of income tax residence and domicile. The basic principle of UK taxation has been that an individual is taxable on his worldwide income if he is tax resident in the UK, but that someone who is not UK tax resident and or not UK domiciled will still be liable for UK income tax on any income that arises or is earned in the UK. The exception to this basic principle is when a UK resident individual is not ordinarily resident and or not domiciled in the UK and will be able to claim to apply the remittance basis. Individuals claiming the remittance basis are only required to pay UK income tax on income arising or earned in the UK and not on income that is not remitted to the UK from abroad. The determination of UK tax residence starts with the basic rule that someone who is present in the UK for 183 days in a UK tax year is UK tax resident, and there is no exception to that rule. Currently, we also have the concept of ordinary tax residence, but this will disappear when the statutory residence test comes in. Ordinary residence is different from residence, and it indicates a longer-term stay, although it does not require the intention to remain permanently or indefinitely in the UK. HMRC guidance states that it is enough that your residence has all the following attributes. First, you have come to the UK voluntarily. The fact that you choose to come to the UK at the request of your employer rather than seek another job does not make your presence here involuntary. Next, your presence has a settled purpose. This might be for only a limited period, but has enough continuity to be properly described as settled. Business, employment, and family all provide a settled purpose, but that list is not exhaustive. Then, your presence in the UK forms part of the regular and habitual mode of your life for the time being. This pattern can include temporary absences from the UK. If you come to live and work in the UK for 3 years or more, then you will have established a regular and habitual mode of life here. HMRC currently treats an employer that comes to the UK to work and live for 3 years or more as ordinarily resident in the UK. HMRC also states that the owning or acquisition of accommodation on a long-term lease may be taken as evidence of the intention to remain in the UK for several years, and the individual would then be treated as ordinary resident from the date of arrival in the UK. Current rules also provide for ordinary residence to be established on the basis of what is known as the 90-day rule, which looks at the average number of days spent in the UK over a period of time. The current guidance states that the facts of your particular case will determine the appropriate period over which the calculation should be made, but this should only be more than 4 full tax years in wholly exceptional circumstances. Section 3, the proposed statutory residence test. The statutory residence test will probably be in three parts. Part A, it's proposed that an individual will be conclusively non-resident if they meet any of the following conditions. First, not resident in the UK in all of the previous three tax years, and are present in the UK for fewer than 45 days in the current year. Or, resident in the UK in one or more of the previous tax years, and they are present in the UK for fewer than 10 days in the current year. Or, they leave the UK to carry out full-time work abroad, provided they are present in the UK for fewer than 90 days in the tax year, and no more than 20 days are spent working in the UK in the tax year. Part B, an individual will be conclusively resident if they meet any of the following conditions. Present in the UK for 183 days or more in the tax year, or have only one home, and that is in the UK, or have two or more homes, all of which are in the UK, or carry out full-time work in the UK. There will be definitions of various terms in Parts A and B, and we await those definitions. Part C, an individual whose residence position is not determined by the tests in Part A or Part B will have to look to Part C to determine their residence position. The government has identified certain factors that connect individuals to the UK, which are to be taken into account together with the amount of time spent here to decide whether or not they are resident. The connecting factors are presence of family in the UK, availability of accommodation in the UK which is used during the tax year, substantive but not full-time work in the UK, presence in the UK for more than 90 days in either of the previous 2 years, and more time spent in the UK than in any other single country. We are told that distinction will be made between arrivers, which means individuals who are not UK resident in all of the previous three tax years, and leavers, which means individuals who were resident in one or more of the previous three tax years. The statutory residence test will apply only to individuals, and it will apply to income tax, capital gains tax, and inheritance tax, but it has no relevance to national insurance contributions, where there are special rules depending on the countries from which people are coming to or going. Section 4, summary. The introduction of a statutory residence test is a significant change. And although HMRC insists that the vast majority of people will be unaffected by the change, it will have an impact on a lot of individuals and employers. The introduction of the statutory residence test has been delayed to Finance Bill 2013 to allow more time for the legislation to be finalised, and more guidance is anticipated around the time of the Chancellor's autumn statement. AAT members can be assured that as the changes become clearer, you will be kept informed so that you will be aware of the likely impact on your clients and/or your employers. Thank you for listening.